to the masters. Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, R-E-A-L, at Jon Snow, with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, we talked queso and pizza, then we talked Astros, and then we talked fantasy football, and we talked a little more Astros, and then a brief bit of queso again. That was the first hour. Pretty good. Yeah, I'd like to get Eric Sandler's take on queso. That'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know he's probably, yeah. I'm not trying to.
Whatever.
I'm not trying to throw shade at you here,
whatever,
man.
Whatever, dude. That's definite shade. That's all right.
Hey, I was respecting your opinion. Right. I sometimes like to get a different opinion.
All right.
I don't know if he's ever done that. I bet he has. I probably should go just search Culture Map. By the way, if you haven't checked out Houston.SportsMap.com today, lots of good stuff. Your Barry Warner is angry about the Astros. There's also, hey, here's a good deal because we're talking about Austin. If you're going for the Formula One race, they've got a guide of like everything to do while you're there, like places to eat and places to go and places to party.
Man, so, I'm going to have to be up in Austin while Formula One's going on.
Yeah, well,
got a wedding.
Well, then you take a look at that guide. So when you escape from your wedding friends.
Is it near Lake Travis?
I'm not sure where the actual race is. I just.
Oh, no. I mean, like, all the restaurants and stuff.
Well.
What? You're talking about the Formula One race?
No. I'm talking about the list of stuff to do.
Why don't you click on it?
Oh, okay.
Help a brother out and click on it. But no, she's got, like, where to eat brunch, where to go to happy hour, late night stuff, how to get there, shuttle buses, where to party, that kind of stuff.
I just saw something that is, I don't know what the word I would use for it is, but it's very alarming to me. I found a map of the United States, and Business Insider did this study to see what were the favorite fast food restaurants in every state.
Okay.
And for the study, Business Insider looked at what chains received the most visits on average based on the total visits to each chain divided by the number of locations in that state.
That sounds like a lot of math. John,
so
can
like
you explain that?
If you've got like...
I need an abacus.
So if you've got 100 locations, they divide the total number of visits by 100 to see like what the average restaurant gets in your state. And there are 10 states and Washington, D.C. have, well, I should put it the other way. 40 states have one chain as their number one. The same one.
McDonald's.
No.
Oh.
Those other 10 states and Washington, D.C. are different than the other 40.
Okay.
The one that has 40 states, Chick-fil-A.
Oh, God.
That is domination.
I don't get the whole Chick-fil-A thing. And it's just me. Because I know everybody loves it, but even the one downtown and like in Houston Center, I'll go to meet the wife for lunch, and there's already a line. It'll be 11:15, and we can go anywhere else. We can go to a good restaurant and go sit right down and get our meal. But no, Chick-fil-A, who's going to wait in line for 20 minutes for that?
I like Chick-fil-A as much as the next guy, but what if I don't want chicken? Like they pigeonholed themselves into they're a one-trick pony.
Well, they're a one-trick pony that everybody loves.
They do.
To me, that's one of those I don't get. I will never get it. I don't think their sandwiches are that good. And
you want to hear what the other states chose?
Yeah, I would like to hear what the other states chose.
Here are
the
outliers. Washington, D.C., McDonald's.
Okay. I can see Chick-fil-A before McDonald's, but all right.
North Dakota, McDonald's.
Oh, geez.
Maryland, also McDonald's.
Okay. Scratching off states to go to.
So those are your, that's your only McDonald's states.
Okay.
Kansas, Culver's.
Emily, I've ever had Culver's.
What is that?
Culver's.
It's okay. It's nothing like.
Is it a burger place?
Yeah, burgers. Oklahoma, Taco Bueno.
Huh.
Really?
It's surprising to me.
Wow. Okay.
White Castle in Nevada.
Okay. I've only had White Castle like once. It didn't really stand out.
White Castle, like we were talking about in the first segment, I've only had White Castle when I'm drunk or stoned. So I don't know what White Castle tastes like sober.
Yeah. It's
They when I lived in Nashville, they had White Castle all over Nashville.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's fine.
The meat to bread ratio is way off. And they, it's like a paper thin piece of patty.
And they've got,
you have to order a lot of burgers. Yeah.
And they have one there in Vegas, but when I'm in Vegas, if I'm getting a burger, I'm going to Burger Bar or
Fat Burger.
Yeah, or occasionally In-N-Out.
South Dakota and Hawaii go with Popeyes.
I kind of respect that. Kind of respect that.
I'm honestly surprised Louisiana wasn't Popeyes also because.
Love that chicken.
For some reason, Popeyes in Louisiana is better than Popeyes everywhere else.
Well, really?
Hey, it's different.
Hey, I'm going to go on record as saying even McDonald's is better in Louisiana. I don't know what they do to the stuff. I don't know if it's seasoning that they use or whatever, but even the McDonald's is better in Louisiana than it is anywhere else in the world.
Really?
Yeah. Don't ask me why. It's probably been 15 years. Maybe I was drunk, but we stopped at a McDonald's because we couldn't find anything else, and I think it was in Lafayette. And you could taste the Cajun seasoning on the chicken sandwich that I had. It was like, whoa, this is pretty cool. Yeah. You actually turned McDonald's into something. Well played.
California.
In-N-Out, right?
Raisin Cane's.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good for
my
your guys.
My homeboys over Raisin Cane's.
That's good.
And then there are two states left, Utah and Texas.
Let's see, Utah. What would they go with? I don't know. I don't have a good feel for Utah.
Well, what's your thoughts on Texas? What's your expectation?
Well, I would hope it'd be Whataburger, but I'm pretty sure that's not the case.
Now, remember, there's a ton of Whataburger locations in Texas.
Yeah, there are.
John, what's your guess on Texas?
I mean, if it's not Chick-fil-A and it's not McDonald's, I would think it'd be Whataburger, but...
Utah and Texas have the same champion.
So we know it is not Whataburger.
It's not Whataburger. And this is repulsive to me. It's In-N-Out.
Oh, huh? Come on.
How?
Because I guess the number of locations that they have get a crap ton of business.
Then this is
where I get dumped.
I mean,
that's bull.
I think there's like probably 20 In-N-Outs now in Texas, and they always all have a line around the building. So I don't know what to say about this. It's very disappointing.
It's actually. Based on that criteria, I could see that. It's not a horrible choice. It's not McDonald's. It's not Chick-fil-A. It's better than that. But I bet you they sell a hell of a lot. I bet you Whataburger is more popular. I think this
I'm
is
sure there's
based
more,
on that list.
Right. More people. Obviously, there's going to be more dollars spent at Whataburger because there's a lot more locations.
Right.
But for some reason, people love it.
I don't mind In-N-Out. I don't. I think people who think it's better than
Whataburger
are crazy.
Listen, In-N-Out's fine, but it's not it's not Whataburger.
No.
We've made a mistake here in Texas. And listen, I really like In-N-Out, so I'm not crapping on In-N-Out.
Yeah, that's the thing. Just because you like Whataburger better, that'd be my second choice. If there's one right there and the Whataburger's crowded, I'd go to In-N-Out.
The problem is we are spoiled. And because there's so many Whataburgers and it's so accessible, we don't appreciate what Whataburger is. We're spoiled by it to the point where
I think
we take Whataburger for granted.
We do, and we shouldn't.
We shouldn't.
It's like the wife you've been
you
married to for 15 years.
Whataburger.
Yeah, you need to every now and then let her know, hey, you know what? I do take you for granted, I'm sorry.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Whataburger will pack up and go to California. We don't want that.
No.
The last thing we want.
Hey guys, can I tell you about, real quickly, remind you that the Whitmire's five-year anniversary that had to be rescheduled because of the storm is Saturday at noon to 6. And tickets are still available. If you want to go to their Facebook page, you can do it. It's going to be a live band, the Sick Duck Band, and cornhole tournaments, and tickets are limited. So, yeah. And you can also team up with Uber if you use the code Whitmires. Get your first ride free up to $20.
There you go.
So they got you set up. So just go to their Facebook page. That pisses me off because it's the one night I'm not here.
Oh.
I would have gone.
Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah.
That's a domination for Chick-fil-A, though.
Yeah, it is. But, hey, whatever people are into. Nick's like, wow, Fred, you really don't like Chick-fil-A? No. Am I being unclear?
No, it's fine.
And that's okay.
Let me tell you something.
You guys wait in line in Chick-fil-A. I will not.
Here's another great thing about Whataburger. You want a chicken sandwich? They'll give you a chicken sandwich.
Yep.
You want a burger? They'll give you a burger. You go to Chick-fil-A, you want a burger, you know what they say? We don't serve burgers.
No, they say eat more chicken.
Yeah.
I'm against that.
Yeah. But, hey, everybody has their tastes. I just happen to – and
Chick-fil-A, they're just not versatile enough to own 40 states. It's insanity.
To me, though, they become like Starbucks. It's like you – I don't know if it's sort of status type thing. It's like you're not a scumbag if you go to Chick-fil-A, kind of. Just like Starbucks. It's like you're kind of, you're sort of cool if you go to Starbucks.
I didn't know that. I'm going to start going to Starbucks and Chick-fil-A.
I'm not going to either one. Isn't it? I'm neither cool nor.
Starbucks is, aren't you more basic?
Yeah, you're a basic bitch.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really do either one. I kind of think Starbucks is overrated too. But I just like black coffee. I don't like all that fancy.
I need fancy.
Caramel,
I
like Macanudo stuff.
I mean, go with iced coconut milk caramel macchiato with an extra shot.
Yeah, see that I don't even I don't even know what that is.
I would order it upside down where they put the coffee in first, but then my order just seems so obnoxious that I feel I can't.
Oh, that makes it obnoxious. One thing.
I fully understand my coffee order is obnoxious to begin with, but if I add that, it's like I feel like they're going to spit in my coffee.
But I mean, you're doing it anyway, just take that extra step.
It's too much. It's too much. It's overkill.
No, you're already going full douche with what you're doing.
Yeah,
you might as well go complete douche.
No, I can't do it.
At that point, your douche level's already a 10. Just keep going.
I just mix it around myself.
Well.
But I do wish the coffee would go in first. But it's too long and it's too hard to remember.
No, otherwise. Just do it. Do it. Yeah. Next time, see what happens.
I wish I could just drink black coffee.
And that's all I get there. And I'm not really a fan of it. So I do go. I usually go in. I'll say this. If I buy their coffee there in beans and ground it at home, it's pretty good. I don't know why that is.
I don't like coffee from my house.
So I pretty much could not survive without half a pot of coffee.
What I do a lot is my protein shakes in the morning, I will use cold brew coffee in them.
Hmm.
So I'll put like cold brew coffee, like my protein and almond milk.
Yeah.
And blend it all up.
Interesting.
And that's like
you get a little caffeine action.
Get a little kick, yeah.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Houston Cane Academy. School's back in session, and they are working with kids who have dropped out of other schools, and they're doing their best to help these kids. And some of them had to get jobs to support their family. Well, they work around their schedule. Some of them, they couldn't get to school because they had transportation issues. Well, they get them bus passes. And sometimes even if they're hungry, they get them a meal. That's what they do. They work with these kids so that they can get through school, graduate, and go on and do great things in life, and you can help. And they need your donation. They really do. And by your donation, we mean cars, trucks, motorcycles, tractors, RVs. Doesn't matter if it's running. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They process all the paperwork. You can fill it out all online in less than a minute. Your donation's tax deductible, and you're going to be able to help out. And the great thing is it doesn't matter what kind of shape these vehicles are in. Maybe they got water damage and you need to get rid of them. Fine. They'll take them. All you have to do is give them a call at 713-225-4226 and be the next Blitzer to step up. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, and you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card on top of everything else. That's Houston Can Academy, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Be sure you don't get this confused with these other guys because they're not from here. We're telling you this HoustonCarsForKids.com takes care of Houston, and right off the car, not the kid.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. So I think this must have been Blake who wasn't there when we tried to go to him. He wanted to know why not Peacock. Basically the same thing you talked about yesterday. Why didn't you bring him in after McCullers? So A.J. talked about that a lot. He was pissed off.
Yesterday.
Yeah. So probably weren't listening because you were listening to the game, but we spent a lot of time on that. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Ubaldo says, the line at Chick-fil-A moves really fast, but I can count the times I've been there because of my own choosing in one hand. Well, and that's the thing. That's a very – I'm going to say this is going to be offensive. I'm going to just tell you right now. It's going to piss off Sam Ponder. I think Chick-fil-A is a female place. That's why it's so popular. So guys have to go.
My wife likes Chick-fil-A way more than I do.
And that's like my daughter's always going to. I think it's because it's a chick place.
Okay.
And so all the women go, and then men have to go with them. And then they have to pretend to like it. Because otherwise they'll piss off the women in their life. Is that sexist?
No.
Okay. I'm just making sure. Just trying to, you know. That's my reasoning for it. Somebody says White Castle will soak up a hangover real quick.
It will. It'll get you right.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. People are weighing in on this like crazy. So
about fast food?
Yeah. But
well, you guys have failed us all.
Well, but I think the problem is the In-N-Outs are in big areas. And there's Whataburgers everywhere. I mean, every small town has one. So. I'm just saying, to Chick-fil-A's credit, the line moves fast. I'll never know. Just like sewer rat may taste like pumpkin pie. I'll never know.
That's true.
But, the only place I'll stand in line for is at Brothers, but that line moves real fast. And it's not as long as it looks because it's like once you get to the door, you're ordering.
Right.
But I don't wait in line for food.
I stand in line for barbecue, but not for fast food.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Fred, heading to Vegas on Tuesday. Can you give me a good place to pick up some weed? Honestly.
Don't buy weed in Vegas.
Yeah, it's so expensive there. Now, a friend of mine found a place, but he got too high to remember where it was.
Thanks for nothing, then.
Yeah. So, apparently there is some place near the Strip that isn't that expensive. But the place that the two places everybody told me about, the price was ridiculous. And I don't mind paying for good weed, but if I can get it at home for one-tenth the price, why am I doing it?
Hey, did you see the horrible news? Jeremy Lin's out for the season.
Oh, man. We need a diary entry on that.
Jeremy Lin and Gordon Hayward, both first game of the season, donezo.
Dear diary, my season is
ruptured open. Patellar tendon of the right knee.
Wow.
Womp womp. Jeremy Lin did exactly what I've expected him to do. He tweeted out, "God's always faithful and in control." Prayer hands.
And I want to thank God for taking me out for the season, because otherwise, I would have been playing basketball, and I still get the same money. And there'll be no hatred for me.
Either way, yeah.
Everyone will feel sorry for me. So thank you, God, for killing my leg.
R.I.P.
Jeremy Lin's diary. That was probably not cool. But
yeah, Fred, he blew out his knee. You're making fun of him. That one guy is going to be really pissed off about that if he still has a job anywhere.
Probably not.
What's that guy's name?
What guy?
The guy who used to always write about Jeremy.
Oh, Chris Baldwin?
Chris Baldwin, yeah.
Yeah.
Does he still have a job?
I think he writes for Paper City.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't wait.
I think he used to write for Culture Map, right?
Well, he did, but they're the competition now.
Yeah.
Don't ever mention them on air.
Okay.
How come we never hired him for Sports Map?
Because he works for the competition.
Oh.
Well, they're not really competition for us, but they think they are.
You know what's crazy is with Jeremy Lin going out, that, you know, furthers Brooklyn's chances of doing anything this year, even though, you know, Jeremy wasn't going to help him that much. Guess who has Brooklyn's pick next year?
Who has Brooklyn's pick next year?
The Cavs.
Oh.
When has Brooklyn ever had a pick?
I think
they just traded them all away,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, I think that came from Boston.
Oh, okay. That's the Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boston.
I was going to say, when did the Cavs get a draft pick?
Hey, Blitz, honest question. I hope all your questions are honest, by the way.
No, I want to dishonest.
Do you guys ever get sported out?
All the time.
When you're tired of talking sports.
All the time.
Just want to make sure I'm normal, love the show. Absolutely. And
sometimes I ask myself, do I even really like sports? I go through phases where I don't know if I like sports very much.
There are times when, I don't know that it's that I don't like sports. There's times I do get tired of it.
Yeah.
There are times like Monday night sometimes, especially after a really busy weekend. And this one was busy because we had Astros too, right? By Monday night, I'm footballed out sometimes. I'm just kind of like, you know what? I don't really want to watch this crappy game.
Yeah, it has to be a good game.
And then I tend to recover a little bit on Tuesday, and then by Thursday, I'm ready to go again, ready for the weekend. And there's no Texans game this week, which will help a little bit. And part of it, too, is not because of the show. Part of it is because I'm writing about it. You know, and I'm trying to keep up with everything that's going on, so you kind of have to focus on the game. Like, well, and what I don't know what I'll be doing Sunday because I have no idea what is planned for me when I get there.
You'll be deep in the heart of Regina, probably.
Well, that's the hope, but
right.
You know, if she winds up working all day, I'll be sitting in a sports bar somewhere watching the games.
Picking up strange.
Yeah, yeah. Something's getting bleeped this weekend, I can promise you that. It ain't going to be her, then there's going to be some little thing in Chicago.
Chicago is probably some big thing.
It might be a big thing. I don't care. At this point, I don't care.
Beggars can't be choosers.
No, no. As long as it's human, that's it at this point. But
jeez, way to be
female.
Way to be non-inclusive.
Female human, pretty much. But no. I mean, I guess part of it too is because Saturday's pretty intense in terms of watching games, and then Sunday's really intense. And sometimes Sunday night games too. I'm kind of like, man, do I really want to watch another football game? A lot of it depends on how my betting's going too. If I'm getting my ass kicked, I don't really want to watch those games at that point. Well, if I'm winning, I'm like, maybe I found a few dollars on this one. But getting sportsed out entirely, no, because there's still some things that, like, you still have MMA to fall back on.
Yeah.
And you're never going to get sick of that, right?
No, sometimes I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay, because I guess I get sick of horse racing sometimes. That's interesting.
I feel like the UFC they've oversaturated. They do a bunch of shows, and I always watch them, but I don't get as excited about them as I used to. Like, there's a card this Saturday that I'm going to watch.
Well, they have gotten pretty oversaturated.
Yeah.
And yeah, and usually I'm pretty casual about that. Usually I'd say there's 5 pay-per-views a year that I get really excited about and want to buy. I can only think of maybe 1 or 2 this year. I know you like all of them pretty much. Now, part of it's been the injuries and the last-minute cancellations and stuff like that. But I think I've only bought 1 this year. Now I think about it.
I watch them all. I'll watch the one on in November. November 4th is the next pay-per-view. I'm actually pretty excited about that one. That's St. Pierre and Bisping.
That one I'll buy.
Yeah.
I love GSP.
That's got Dillashaw and Cody Garbrandt, too. It's got the women's title. Joanna Champion is on that card. So, yeah, that's a good-ass card.
Everybody, Holly says, crap, I literally just liked a few pics of Lynn's man bun on Instagram. I killed him, too. Last year it was Carr. Yeah, once she latches onto an athlete, that guy's dead. She's a black widow, man.
You're trying to bang all the athletes, Holly.
And
how about you latch onto Aaron Judge?
That's a good plan, Holly. Start liking Aaron Judge.
Too late.
Or Luis Severino.
No, CC Sabathia.
CC Sabathia. And unlike Justin Verlander.
Yeah, Holly.
And Jose Altuve.
I want you to have dirty sexual thoughts about CC Sabathia on top of you grinding. And sweating.
Aroldis Chapman, David Robertson.
That's too many. What do you think Holly is, Jong? She's only one lady.
Let's just go to break.
2 maybe, but 5? I mean, what are you? A pimp?
Help the state of Houston out a little bit.
Brutal. You're an awful pimp.
That's not taking one for the team. That's taking one from the team.
That's taking the whole team.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brad Powers up next. Last days last by the grace of the
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Time for one of my favorite segments of the week, which I'm very sorry I missed last week. But Brad Powers, lead college football analyst for pregame.com, joins us. You can follow him on Twitter, at BradPowers7. Brad, how's it going, man?
It's going well. How are you guys doing on this fine Thursday evening?
Fantastic. Speaking of Thursday evening, let's start with this game here in town tonight. And I'm a huge UH guy, so I try to stay away from them whenever possible. But, man, I know it's Thursday night home, but, man, this Memphis team is pretty damn good. And I kind of like Memphis here tonight. Tell me why I'm wrong.
I don't know if you're too wrong on this one, and I got to say that the money's with you, the public's with you. I think even the sharper guys are with you as this number crossed right through three. I guess the advantage would be short travel week as far as if you're looking for Houston to make a case for them. Also, a very misleading game last week. I mean, the final score reads 45-17. They get their doors blown off by an overrated Tulsa team, but that was a 10-10 game late third quarter in that one. And it's also Houston playing with a little bit of revenge. Memphis pulled the outright upset over them, and Houston last year was very distracted, that being the last regular season game with Tom Herman there. You know, Memphis forced five turnovers against Navy and still really couldn't get much separation in the game last week. I actually passed on the side. I get why everyone's betting Memphis. I actually like the under. I think you continue to get value. Everyone perceives Houston to be very high scoring. That's not necessarily been the case. They're still very talented on the defensive side of the ball. The under 6-0 so far this year in their games. Go ahead and give me the under tonight.
Well, you put a lot of great stuff on pregame, including your rankings are on there, but the trends that you posted, one game kind of popped out at me because it's one I'm looking at. And it was where you said Rice head coach David Bailiff is 11-2-1 against the spread off a bye. Rice has been really bad, but they're getting back three or four guys this week who've been injured, who were key players. And as much as I loved UTSA earlier in the season, they're not the same team right now. That makes that game very interesting for me. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, and let me say this. This is why I love coming on this show, because nowhere else this week and all the shows that I do am I going to be talking UTSA Rice football, and I love it because that's where the value is as far as if you want to win consistently, and I agree with you. I'm going to lean with Rice. The fact that Bailiff is so good coming off a bye, I think UTSA got too much credit in the marketplace for that upset over Baylor. We've seen Baylor now for the entire course of the season. That's not a very good football team. And the fact that they, you know, only won by seven, maybe that should be more of a negative now at this point for UTSA. They haven't looked good the last couple of weeks. You're right, Rice is a little bit healthier than what they've been. And I also not only lean with Rice, but I think there's some correlation to the under. You know, Rice, the only thing that would give me some pause on Rice, I mean, they've scored 12 points or fewer in five of their six games, so that would give me a little bit of pause. But I think Rice plus the points and the under are the preferred sides in that game.
What are your thoughts on, as the season's gone on, or who are some of the teams, I guess, as the season's gone on that have sort of, not by necessarily losing games, but I feel like, for example, Michigan's lost a lot of respect over the course of the season, at least in Vegas's eyes. Am I wrong on that? And who are the other teams that you would say have sort of underperformed while still winning to the point that their numbers are changing?
Yeah, I would say Michigan's probably a prime example of that. That's a team that I have probably, despite the fact they've only lost one game, I've dropped them about 4 points in my power rating so far. If you're looking at a couple of other ones out there, at least higher ranked teams, LSU losing a couple games. I mean, they're down about a touchdown, even though they've won a couple games here recently against Florida and Auburn. They're still about a touchdown down in my power ratings. Florida State considerably down double digits from the start of the season. Stanford, even though they've kind of rallied a little bit back, you know, their slow start had them a little bit down in my power rankings. I expected a little bit more out of them. We're starting to see them turn around a little bit, but that's also a team that I think the market is not as high on as what they were coming in the season.
Let me ask you about another one then, who maybe, despite the fact that they're losing a lot of games, maybe you've got them a little more respected than they were earlier, but Texas only being a 7-point dog against Oklahoma State, that seems like a smaller number than you would expect for a team, with three losses.
Yeah, and my power rankings actually say that they're the play this week. Now, I'm concerned because watching the end of the Oklahoma and Texas game, I mean, both teams were out of gas playing on a 90-degree day there in the middle of the afternoon in the humidity. So if they're not bringing it, Oklahoma State's not the team that you want to face if you're a little tired because they'll put the pedal to the metal. But you're exactly right after the Maryland game. I mean, almost every one of Texas's games, in my opinion, has been almost a positive. I downgrade them significantly for that first game, but since then, they've made some strides in the power ratings and are actually, after the first game, probably up a couple of points. They're getting some respect, and deservedly so. Now look, Tom Herman, as an underdog, the stats been flowing out there, but you take him back to his days as an offense coordinator at Ohio State, how about 13-0 against the spread as an underdog? More importantly, 11 outright upsets. That alone would have me leaning with Texas plus the power ratings, but this one's where, you know, a little bit of more in-game live running might be the way to go, because if Texas shows signs that they're a little bit tired, that you could throw away that ticket because Oklahoma State will run them off the field. If they're motivated and they show some energy early, then I think Texas keeps it close from start to finish.
Tell me what's happening with this number. I'm so confused by this. Of all the numbers on the board, it feels so too good to be true that I haven't touched it yet. But I really like Virginia, and I think they've been strong. I think they had a bad game against Indiana early on, but they've covered against Boise, Duke, North Carolina all in a row. They're -5 at home against Boston College, who, granted, they just beat Louisville, which isn't a big deal anymore. But Boston College has a losing record, and they're just a 5-point dog to Virginia. What am I missing here?
I don't think you're missing much. I thought the 7 number was a little bit more correct at the start of the week. That's about where I'd have it. At the current number of 5, I think you're in the right boat here. I would lay it with Virginia, especially catching Boston College off a big outright upset against Louisville last week. That was a good emotional win for Adazio, who hadn't won very many conference games. I like the energy of Virginia. This is a team that can, you know, as far as exceed their win total already with the win this week. And they actually need it because their back half, their schedule after this game is quite difficult. So this is a game that they can get circled. They can get the bowl eligibility already with the win here. I think Brock and Mendenhall, not only the job he's doing here at Virginia, but you've seen how far BYU has slipped without him. I think he's one of the more underrated coaches in the country. You're right. At -5, I got the better offense, the better overall team, laying a short number. Give me the Cavs minus the points.
Brad Powers, our guest, lead college analyst at pregame.com. And one more before we let you go, Brad. One of my other favorite things that you do every week. And Brad's a must-follow on Twitter at BradPowers7. And he tweets all this stuff out. And you can go to pregame.com and you can find him in the forums. But you have the computer line versus the actual line. And last year, as you mentioned, it was 57% when there was a difference of more than 3 points. And you've got 3 games on there this week where the difference is more than 3. Of those 3, which one do you like the best?
Yeah, I probably like Northwestern the best. I just think Iowa's a fake team. Now, they are coming off a bye, and the computer power ratings don't necessarily take that into account. So that's a positive for them. But you start running down their schedule, and, yeah, the final scores look great. The fact that they were close against Penn State at home. Well, if you watch that game, Penn State had so many missed scoring opportunities, outgained Iowa by like 300 yards. That wasn't conducive of that 2-point game of what actually happened. Same thing with the Michigan State loss. They lost by 7. They didn't cover. But Michigan State was head and shoulders better above them. Should have won the game by double digits. And a North Texas game where they were trailing in the second half of that one before scoring 3 touchdowns late. Same thing with Iowa State. Fortunate to get a pick late that forced overtime. You just run down their schedule. They even got outgained by Illinois in their last game. So I just think it's a fake team. I haven't upgraded them at all in the power rankings. In fact, I've downgraded them. Meanwhile, the market's upgraded them. I totally disagree with that, and I'll take Northwestern. Wrong team favorite in that one. Give me the Wildcats plus the points.
Brad, let me ask you about one more team, and I don't know that I'm fading them this week because Syracuse is coming off of the biggest win they've had in I don't know how long, but I'm not a believer in Miami. I think they're the phoniest top 10 team out there. I'm curious what your power rankings say about Miami and where Vegas has them ranked, relative to what the AP does.
Yeah, AP's got them higher than me. Heck, it looks like even Vegas has them higher than me because I don't have them a 17-point favorite against Syracuse this week. In fact, I wasn't warm on Syracuse, but the fact that the line's come up to 17, I'm leaning with Syracuse. I think you're exactly right. We're going to find out what Miami's all about coming up here. They get Virginia Tech and Notre Dame at home, but if they continue to get overvalued in the marketplace, they're going to be laying, you know, 3 to 7 points in those two games, and I'd be inclined to be on the take there. I only have number 14 in the country. My power rankings, obviously, they're ranked as a top 10 team in the AP poll, and they're also getting valued right now. It looks like a top 10 team in Vegas. I'm not as high on them as the rest of the market goes.
All right, that's Brad Powers. You can follow him on Twitter, at BradPowers7, and he's the lead college football analyst for pregame.com. Joins us every Thursday and always brings great stuff. Brad, enjoyed it. Can't wait to talk to you next week, man.
All right, sounds good. Hey, appreciate it. Enjoy the games this weekend.
All right. It's Brad Powers. And if you kind of want to take that information and put some action on it, and you want to know where to go, my bookie. This is where you can make your money. New promo code, okay, promo code Fred. Very simple. Promo code Fred. And basically, this is an industry-leading website. Hooks you up for all your betting needs. Great odds, fast payouts, decades of expertise. You can bet with confidence. And where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. So it's time to make the move over to MyBookie. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. You can check them out for yourself. In-game live betting, a mobile site that makes wagering on the go easier than ever. Online casino, if you'd rather just play blackjack or roll the dice and craps. Great horse book if you want to get in there and play the ponies like I like to do. And if you join now, MyBookie will match your initial deposit with up to a 100% bonus. That's right, up to a 100% bonus. Just use promo code Fred. That's it, promo code Fred. Very simple. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's my...
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club. Courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf, visit Florida and ESPN 97.5. Cubs-Dodgers coverage tonight at 7. Also need to tell you that you can get your orange game face on. Just score some orange face paint and wear eye blackout to show your hometown spirit for the Astros, or show up to wherever ESPN 97.5 is hanging out and we'll paint your face for you. We won't. Somebody will paint your face for you. Wear it to the office, on the golf course, or just driving around in your car. Go Stros.
Go Stros.
Yeah, go Stros tomorrow night. Man, I got several possible Gym of the Day candidates, but I'm so distracted because...
Because Eric's here.
Eric's here with the BBH Espresso. And
Fred's been fiending for Eric to show up.
Yeah.
I thought it was today. I thought it was today.
Well, I mean...
So you're like...
He brings us beer.
You're like Pookie, scratching your neck.
Yeah, I am. I am Pookie. And you're going to get Pookie killed. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, we start seeing some weird Halloween costumes about now because we're getting close. I think I have my favorite one. People are mad about it, but of course it's because they're mad. That's one of the reasons why it's my favorite. It's called the Blade Gunner, and it is an Oscar Pistorius costume with him holding a gun.
Boy.
Here's your description. This Paralympic runner costume is sure to cause some controversy at your next event. Includes top shorts, boot covers, and knee pads, and a gun, of course. And it basically has like pull up socks that look like the blades, and he's got a gun.
Oh,
if you want to check it out, there it is. Honestly, I would love to do something like that. That I love inappropriate costumes. That's inappropriate, but
strong.
Yeah, it is strong. What I like is creative. That's pretty damn creative, especially with the movie coming out.
I like creative costumes, too, and I'm disappointed. My older son, I'm disappointed in. He's going to be a clone trooper, Which I feel like at this point, any Star Wars costume is kind of played out.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Come up with something.
My kids, it was Harry Potter every year.
A little different. Yeah. I'm proud of my five-year-old, though. He wanted to be Jack the Pumpkin King from Nightmare Before Christmas.
I like that. Yeah.
But he changed it up, and he's asked to be Pee-wee Herman.
Oh, nice.
So we've ordered him a gray suit and a bow tie and white shoes.
That is nice, yeah.
And black hair gel, and he's going to be Pee-wee Herman for Halloween.
I always like to do combo stuff. Like, I would get a cowboy hat and, like, a burka and be the turban cowboy, stuff like that, you know.
That's so insensitive.
One year I went as
insensitive.
Yeah, I'm not. I got in a lot of trouble one year because I went as a freedom fighter, and that didn't go over very well. So that's your Zadok Jeweler's gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
I saw this article.
That's what I said. No.
Oh, it's the best.
Isn't he coming out?
It's me, Pee-wee.
Wasn't he supposed to do a new Pee-wee Herman movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yes, Pee-wee. You did the movie. You should know about it.
Great.
Yes, it's great. I haven't seen it, but I'm hoping it's better than Big Top Pee-wee.
Yeah, Big Top Pee-wee.
Big Top Pee-wee. Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Great.
One of the greatest movies ever, I vote.
Okay.
Thank you. It's like Godfather, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I think that's one or two.
And then Shawshank.
It's up there. Yeah, it's good.
Fine.
Yeah, it's okay. I agree with you, Pee-wee. It's okay. Morgan Freeman should have been in your movie.
I know you are, but what am I?
There was a... So in Pee-wee's Playhouse, which is... That's what my kids on their Netflix started watching Pee-wee's Playhouse. That's where he got the idea to be Pee-wee. He didn't know who Pee-wee was.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding, Pee-wee. That's real. And he has a Batman robot. It's I don't know, like a foot or two tall. He says that he's going to dress it up like Conky, and he's going to bring his Batman robot with him trick-or-treating. But when we were in Brownsville, one of the barbecue places we hit had a painting on the wall of a black cowboy. We're in Brownsville. He could have been like a really dark-skinned Hispanic cowboy.
Right.
But he said, oh, well, that's Cowboy Curtis. And I was like, Cowboy Curtis? And then I remember Cowboy Curtis is Lawrence Fishburne's character on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Are you trying to drive me crazy?
And my wife was like, that's not Cowboy Curtis. And I said, that's clearly... Cowboy Curtis. You're right, Holden. That is he's Cowboy Curtis. So I'm proud of his costume. My oldest son, I don't know what to tell you. Last year, he I forget what he went as something scary last year. I want to say he was Michael Myers last year. Hmm. And this year he goes back and he's a clone trooper. I'm very disappointed in that choice.
I was thinking of being a zombie Tom Petty.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wear a sign that says, I thought the wait was the hardest part.
Oh, God.
It's definitely not the hardest part. Dying, no, is,
dying
the
is the hardest part.
Part.
Yeah.
Dying sucks.
Waiting is not the hardest part.
No.
Well, Pee-wee, my mistake.
Pee-wee, settle down so I can do my dirt-free carpet read.
Fine.
Okay, thank you, Pee-wee. Guys, if your floors aren't looking their best and... Maybe you're going to have people over this weekend to watch some games, and you've got dirty floors, and you don't want your friends to think you're a bum. It's a great time to clean your carpets and tile floors with dirt-free carpet cleaning. You can get the fall special for a limited time only. They'll come out and clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase over $120. Tile, carpet, the free room can be whatever you want it to be. Doesn't matter. The other guys, they'll leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens. It can make your family sick. It can make your kids sick. It can make your dog sick. It can make you sick, and you don't want to be sick. Call it Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning. 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell me you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in a free speed dry. 281-DIRT-FREE. 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.